The college experience, Sean Miller out at Arizona Reaction Pod on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise has free picks every day for every single sport. Check out all their expert plays and betting news at PicksWise.com. Once again, that's PicksWise.com.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-ee. Welcome. Welcome to the college experience. Sean Miller out at Arizona Reaction Podcast. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dant, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by the DFS God himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
What's up, man? What's going on? How we doing?
I mean, all of a sudden, a little late in the game. Let me just cue this, huh? A little late in the game, but Arizona says bye bye to Sean Miller. They want the days of Lute Olson back. They want the days of Sean Elliott and Tom Tolbert and Damon Stoudemire back. All right, so what do you make of this, though? I mean, they fired him pretty late in the game, I feel like. If you know you're going to fire him, because they could have got Porter Moser. They could have got...
Well, it's funny. Sorry to cut you off. It's funny that the timing is very funny, because A, they didn't fire him when the scandal was really going down like 2 years ago. So apparently they were okay with the scandal. They fired him because they've had a couple down years. This year they did not make the tournament. So apparently Arizona's okay with the scandal, but they're not okay with not winning.
But they couldn't make the tournament this year because of a self-imposed ban.
But they probably wouldn't have made it anyway.
Yeah, probably true. But I still thought the timing was weird. I thought you should have fired him. I mean, okay, if you want to like play him out this year because you can't go to the tournament, sure. But fire him right when the season ends and try to get a right. Chris Beard, try to get a Porter Moser, try to get some of these other big time hires. I mean, they could have got Shaka Smart. I don't know if they would have went for him, but
yeah. I mean, you would think Arizona's probably a slightly better job than Oklahoma, you know, especially if that scandal is a thing of the past. Now, I think with a new coach, you can kind of turn that page and move on from it. So it's a good, top 20 job, right? So yeah. It's going to, you know, attract a lot of good candidates. And yeah, you're right. The timing is funny. They should have done it right when the season ended. I'm not sure why the delay. I don't know. Maybe it just took a while for the university to make that decision for some reason.
And shout out to our guy, welcome to UAB, who said, you know what? They're going after Will Wade. They're going to hire Will Wade.
I want a fucking car right fucking now.
I mean, I thought that was a funny tweet by welcome to UAB, but I mean, I'm a bit baffled, but I definitely was of the opinion that he should be fired. So they made the right decision. Now the question is where do they go from here? I've read articles, Damon Stoudemire, the coach of Pacific, obviously former Wildcat, point guard, Miles Simon, the Lakers assistant. I don't even know if that is coaching in that. I mean, it counts, right? He's a former player, but, and then, you know, Patty C had an interesting one saying Luke Walton, they should call Luke Walton, former Wildcat player as well. Who else are we thinking outside the box here? I mean, what do you think of any of those? You think Stoudemire? Dude, Pacific was solid this year. People don't watch the WCC. They were a solid team this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big jump though. Now, granted, he is an Arizona guy. Yeah, he went there. He played ball there. So, I think he definitely deserves to be on the list, and he deserves an interview. And you know, if he blows them away during the interview process, you know, sure, you know, potentially. I think Luke Walton. I like that. That's an interesting idea. Is he even interested in going to coach college? Does he want to put up with recruiting and the transfer portal and the image and likelihood or whatever the hell it's called? Yeah. So I mean, in a lot of ways, coaching in NBA is more simple. Focus on the X's and O's and the relationships with your players. You don't have to do as much as you have to do with a college coach. A couple of the other names I've heard thrown about. I mean, you didn't mention Josh Pastner.
Yeah, I saw that would be an interesting one because I mean, I don't know if this is official yet, but I heard Jose Alvarado, Moses Wright are going to return, but I don't think I've read that yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. And you know, Pastner got his start under Lute Olson at Arizona. Mm. I mean, it's kind of funny though, because he was about to get fired from Georgia Tech before this year. And with his whole face shield and sideburns, he's kind of turned into like a cartoon or a caricature. I don't know. That might hurt his ability to be hired by a big name program like Arizona, but he does have ties there. I also heard Gonzaga assistant, Tommy Lloyd as a potential candidate. He's been at Gonzaga for almost 20 years. Obviously he's doing something right there, being Mark Few's, main man on the bench.
I think that's an intriguing one. I think that one makes a lot of sense. Now I saw that Eric Musselman would be like Musselman just landed Chris Likes from Miami. He's got the Pitt transfer coming in too. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now.
Is it Xavier Johnson or Tony?
Tony, I believe. Tony is coming in.
Because Xavier Johnson went to Indiana, right?
Yeah. But bringing in Tony and Likes to a team that was returning a lot of players. Holy shit. I think, why would you leave Arkansas right now? I guess a bunch of millions of dollars, but I don't know. And then I saw Mark Pope, which is one that I've been on over when we previewed Oklahoma. I said Mark Pope should be, at least considered. That one makes sense to me. Former Rick Pitino player, I think maybe even assistant as well. But and then I mean I haven't seen anyone mention Beeline, but that makes sense to me, right?
Well, you mentioned him every pod we do.
He needs to be coaching in college again.
He makes sense anywhere. Sure, he's a great college coach. First off, my thoughts on the two you mentioned. I mean, Musselman, Arizona is probably slightly a better job than Arkansas, but he's only been at Arkansas for 2 years. And you talk about deep pockets. I mean, that's SEC country. So I would think they should be able to match Arizona. Yes, Arizona has a better history with the basketball program. I don't think Arizona is that much better of a job. I'd be surprised if Musselman left. I agree with you, Mark Pope. I think that could be a really nice hire for Arizona. Get him on the rise. He's done good things at BYU in his short time there.
He was great at Utah Valley. He was great at Utah Valley.
And then a couple of the other guys, I heard Jason Terry, who's a current Arizona assistant. I wonder if the scandal, the cloud of the scandal is still kind of around the current coaching staff. So I don't know about Jason Terry, if that's possible, but there's a lot of guys, here. It'll be interesting to see which way they turn.
Gun to your head. If you're the athletic director of Arizona, what are you doing there?
It seems like the current trend is to hire somebody within the family. So I think their first call is probably going to be Luke Walton. If they can't get Luke Walton, if they can't lure him back home to college, then I think it's probably going to be, I don't know, man, maybe Mark Pope.
Makes a lot of sense, man. Makes a lot of sense.
It really does.
To grab Mark Pope. Okay, I just want to touch on one other hiring. Texas Tech hired Mark Adams as their head coach. Chris Beard assistant. What do you rate? First off, I guess we don't know what Arizona does obviously we'll give you a podcast when that happens. But what do you think about the Texas Tech hire of Mark Adams, the assistant coach?
Yeah, it's always hard to judge when assistant coaches get promoted up because we're not all that familiar. We're not that close to the Texas Tech program. I mean, yeah, sure, we follow them, but we really only follow the players and the head coach. But at a school like Texas Tech, it's, you know, it's in the middle of West Texas. It's probably hard to attract top-notch candidates. And if they think, if they've, you know, circled this guy for a couple of years and said, hey, if Beard leaves, this is our guy, then sure, you know, go out there and prove it, man.
Yeah. Well, I know once they announced that, a bunch of their players that were looking for the transfer portal announced they were coming back to Texas Tech. So perhaps they got something going in.
It's good to see that he has at least has the respect of his players there. So, and yeah, his players like him. So, hey, that's something.
Exactly. Okay. So what do you, if you had to grade that one?
B. Yeah. You can't really say, give it anything higher or anything lower.
Yeah. I mean, so we'll have it subscribe to the College Experience. If you're a first time listener, we will have it a brand new podcast for you with whoever Arizona goes to hire. But at the moment right now, Arizona kind of late in the game, firing Sean Miller, leaving us a bit like,
well I don't get the brain man.
A little confused like Lou Holtz there. But I do think it's the right call. I think when you're seeing the Pac-12, the way that Pac-12 just lit up the NCAA tournament, they got to get going. All right. Because even if you look at Arizona State, Arizona State's bringing in some big time transfers. They were kind of beat. I feel like last year, the same way I feel about Minnesota football, Arizona State had so many COVID issues and injury issues. I feel you got to throw that one out. I think it's a big year. I'm not saying Hurley's great, but I think he's bringing in some key players. Got a big time transfer, I believe, from what, Kent State today, 18 points a game, adding him with a couple of other really nice pieces. Watch out for the Sun Devils next year. And I think Arizona seeing that success of the Pac-12 in the tournament, they got to get some excitement behind this program with everyone else. I mean, let's face it here. UCLA should be loaded next year. I think USC is going to be solid. Obviously they're going to take a huge hit. But I think there's some other programs in the Pac-12 that are going to look a lot better soon. Utah with a great hire. I think Stanford's on a decent path to get back. I like Tad Boyle at Colorado, obviously Wayne Tinkle at Oregon State and Oregon, you know, obviously, you know, year in, year out going deep with Dana Altman. And if Washington and Washington State can ever get their things together, who knows? But Arizona got a strike when the iron's hot. I like the move to get rid of him. Thought it was a little late though. We'll see what happens. We'll have you covered on the College Experience. If you're a first time listener, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game for the past 4 years. Me, Patty C, NC Nick. And look, I mean, we talk college football, college basketball year round. So make sure you subscribe, tell a friend. And we're over 500 picking every game for the past 4 years. Each and every season, we're over 500. We're also way over 500 on our locks. So make sure you subscribe to this thing. Tell a friend. And look, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm trying to charge you for is your kindness. Can you get over to iTunes? Give us a 5-star review. Say some nice things about us. We'd certainly appreciate that. And if you do, as a token of our appreciation, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D, and we'll send you a brand new College Experience t-shirt. Woo! All right. Guaranteed to get you laid. All right. So, do that. We'll get you a College Experience t-shirt. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. Give me a follow as well. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. And third man in the booth, not here tonight, but Patty C on Twitter at Patty C831. Give him a follow as well. And make sure you follow the Sports Gambling Podcast at the SGP Network. And check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. It's great stuff over there. It's like a house party of degens talking all types of sports. Get in there. It's a lot of fun. All right. This is the College Experience. Sean Miller. Whoa. Podcast. Reaction podcast. Whatever the fuck you want to say. Woo! All right. You better start thinking about yours. There we are.